December 1st, 2021. The start of a new month. The end of a year. A tumultuous year. A year of struggle and frustration. And yet, here we have a new beginning. A new month before us. And I'm so excited. I always love December. I love December because of all the Christmas decorations and the ability to give and all that surrounded that. But besides that, the most exciting thing that December always brought for me, and it still does, is the fact that it's the month to look back on how your year went and look ahead at what you want for the new year. And so I am so excited to talk to you tonight, and I welcome you back to episode 29 of Free to Just Be, the podcast ripping out those matrix attachments so humanity can take their power back. And this is the hippie freak of the South sending love, light, prayer, and high, high vibrations to your direction. And I hope my voice finds you this evening in good health with vibrant energy today and every day of your life. And if my content resonates with y'all, please subscribe, like, review, and share to get the message of freedom out there. So yes, today I want to share with you that I have spent most of this day doing my favorite word, and that is sila. I have sila'd all day, pondered and paused and pondered some more. And tonight, I want to give you some examples of what a wonderful tool it is to journal. Now, I know that many of you will say, well, I'm not going to journal. I'm not a writer. I don't want to write anything down. If anybody sees what my life, you know, looks like on paper, oh my gosh. And I'm going to remind you again, as I have in other podcasts, that is just a program, because the truth is, nobody really cares about your life. Everybody is just trying to walk through their life. And, you know, writing things down is really just for your benefit. And it is amazing what you can learn about yourself when you do it. And so tonight, I'm going to show you the process of evolution by sharing my year in looking back, and you'll be able to see the progression of how things occurred in my life. And so just in brief, I'm just going to walk you through it. And I believe you'll get some tidbits and nuggets in today's episode too. So today's episode I've named the December Deconstruct. And so, just as I've been encouraging you to be the observer in your own life, and then to question everything, then deconstruct it. Walk yourself backwards through whatever incident occurs in your life to figure out what you did and didn't do correctly. And then, of course, when you've gone through that process, you choose which direction you want to take. And so this is kind of like an encapsulation of a year of doing that. And the benefits are just immense. When you journal and then you look back and you pause and think about your year, it's amazing how you can encourage yourself at all the progress that you've had. And then you can kind of set the stage for your next year. So I'm going to just give you some examples. Like, for example, January of last year, I took my first significant step in my own sovereignty. And I had suffered for 12 years with a bad knee. I had injured my knee in a rappelling, it wasn't an accident, but it was the most awesome rappelling experience that I had. I had rappelled into like a 182-foot cave pit, and it was a very empowering day, and I'd never done anything like that before, and it was very exciting. But when I was coming out of this cave, I was ascending up on the ascend motion, and I heard my knee pop. I had put my weight on my knee too hard or whatever, and I heard the pop, and it hurt, but I was still halfway up, and I had to get up out of the cave, and so I did. I continued on, and I remember I had a hard time getting out over the lip of this cave, and I literally got pulled out by my pants, and, you know, my knee hurt, but I just thought, it would just go away. Well, 12 years later, because I am such a headbanger, and I just care for everybody else but myself, and I suffered for many, many years, pain that just continued to get worse and worse and worse. And I just continued to just say, oh, you know, it'll get better or what have you. And finally, the hippie freak of the South woke up. And in January, I stepped into my sovereignty and I scheduled a full knee replacement. And that was really my first step of doing something specifically for me, not worrying about the ramifications of anybody else. I didn't even tell my husband. I just, you know, I made the appointment, and the appointment day came, and I told him that I was going for it, and that I was going to go ahead and get my knee done. And my husband supported me, of course. And so that was my first significant thing in January. In January, as I was getting ready, my surgery was the 4th of February, but in January was the first time that I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me that you weren't coming home just to get your knee replaced, Terry. You are coming home. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to work till the day I die. And that's just the program I was in. So that was the first thing that happened in January. February, I was recovering from my knee surgery. And it was really, it was a difficult, difficult recovery. And it was the first time that I ever had a witness. And lo and behold, as I'm talking about my narcissist husband, as I look back on my journals, there's many things that I haven't been recognizing, like the fact that my husband really exercised compassion and really helped me with my recovery. Now, he didn't do it with my other surgery of years past, but this year he was very compassionate. He was there for me. He did everything for me, and that is an amazing feat for somebody in a narcissist program. And that is something that I'd really forgotten. And I was really so focused on, oh, you know. And so that was awesome to be able to look back and see just how compassionate my husband was in the month of February. I also turned 60, which was a big feat for me. I don't feel 60. I feel like emotionally I'm about 20, 25 maybe. And so that was a big milestone in my life in February. Now in March, I had a muse enter my life. And if you don't know what a muse is a muse is somebody that inspires you, ignites your passion again, blows wind on your embers and creates a fire back in you. And so my muse was a friend that I'd known for many years, but we were just peripheral friends. And this person approached me at an event, and we started talking, and the conversation led to end up saying, well, we should call each other sometime. And so I went ahead and did that, and what developed was this really deep relationship. And it started by this person just saying to me, look, I see your light, and I know you have a relationship with God, and so do I, but you know, I've never understood the word, and I just would like somebody to get me involved and as excited as you are. Would you help me with that? And I was like, wow, sure, that'd be great. And so it started out, we would call each other every morning and we started doing a devotion together. And every day we would open the Word and we would share what we were learning and what we got out of it. And lo and behold, I was writing maybe a page, page and a half a day. And I am a writer and I have numerous books in me and I've started numerous books, but I've never gotten to the completion point because all of my programs have kept me from that. Programs like I've shared before, my false beliefs about myself, that I'm, you know, the fuck up of the family, and what would I do if I was not that? That was the narrative I always told myself. So going back to my muse that we hooked up in February, and we hooked up in March. And so she came into my life, and it has been just an incredible journey of new beginnings and seeing the excitement of somebody absolutely awakening to the Holy Spirit in her life and being excited about the Word and talking about all the programs that she wants to come out of and seeing massive growth in her life. And that was also about the time that I had two other people in my life. So starting in March, I began ministering to three people individually. And I look back on my life and realize that every year there's been two or three people in my life that I have been able to have an impact on, and they have had an impact on me. So I've always had that counselor in me. But now looking back on this year, all of that, it's just everything is coming to full fruition in my life. And I wouldn't have recognized that had I not done this every December, deconstructing my year and looking forward to the future. The other thing that happened in March is our family navigated through a cyber event with one of our grandchildren, a granddaughter who's a teenager, and she walked through a smearing through online activity with her friends and learning how to navigate through that and walking one of my GBs through that was a very interesting part of the month of March. And then I found a quote in my journal in the month of March that I'm going to share with you. And it says this, quote, God, I so long to be the woman you created me to be, free to operate the way you have always intended for me. I want to be ready for your glory and power to come down and eradicate all this evil. I want to help lead people back to you as this great reset blows their mind, unquote. So that was March, the highlight of my March of 2021. Then April. April came and I experienced for the first time in 12 years a pain-free existence. My knee didn't give me any pain. I literally lived with physical pain for 12 years. And so many times in my journals in the month of March, I found evidence of how much I appreciated being pain-free after 12 years. In April, I also found the CEN information, the Childhood Emotional Neglect, which absolutely revolutionized the rest of my year. It was as if the key to my heart, where my little girl was locked up and suppressed my whole life, and that key turned in my heart, and I realized I wasn't alone, I wasn't crazy, and that I literally suffered childhood emotional neglect, and millions of people on this planet. That is the most insidious program, I believe, that has been around for years, and that is keep parents busy and keep them so focused on everything else that they do not or don't even realize that their child has an emotional need and therefore it's not met. And so there's millions of people that are adults on this planet that suffer from CEN, childhood emotional neglect. And I believe many, many people are discovering the truth that they may have had all their physical needs met, but when your emotional needs are not met as a child, especially between birth and age, say 10 or 11, it sets the stage for a lot of difficulty as an adult. And in the month of April, I was able to put to rest that false belief that I was unwanted and unaccepted and all of the bullshit that comes with childhood emotional neglect. And so I send you to that info again, to Jonice, J-O-N-I-C-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. She is the author of the books Running on Empty and Running on Empty No More. And that is an absolute milestone. It will be a milestone in my life forever because it not only unlocked all sorts of programming that I literally stepped away from this year. And so I am forever grateful to Jonice Webb for opening that awareness in my life. That was also at the time where I had the piece in my life that was missing, and that is discovering millions of other people in this awakening community, the Ascension community, that have had similar experiences that I had when I was a child, feeling that they were weird, feeling that they're alien to this planet, feeling that they didn't belong here. And that opened another whole bunch of programs that I was able to let go of and recognize that many other people have had similar experiences that I will eventually be sharing as I continue. The month of April, I also made my first commitment to Spirit that I was going to step into my work. I didn't know how in April that was going to happen, but I began saying, I'm ready. I've got to step into what I know I'm supposed to do. I've always known since I was 11 years old that I was going to be helping humanity somehow by my gifts of communication, my gifts of the written word and being able to speak. And so here I am. Then in May of 2021, I was asked to give a speech. I was asked to teach a class on parenting after the shit hits the fan. I've been involved in a survival group for about 7 years, and we get together quarterly, and we have this big event, a big training event, and so I was asked to present on that topic, parenting, when parenting your children when the shit hits the fan. And as I was preparing for that, I got the first time it was like the Spirit said, no, you're going to present this material. And it wasn't quite what I think I was asked to present, but it was definitely helpful. And it was, lo and behold, the first time I was asked to speak about programs. And the way that I was given the information was, before you can parent your child and help your child navigate, you have to be aware of your own programs. And so this was my first speech. I had a lot of anxiety about it because I was going off track. I was doing what I felt the Spirit was leading me to do. And so I went through a lot of difficulty with that speech, but I went on, and my throat chakra finally opened. And I stood up there shaking like a leaf in front of my peer group, people that I've known for 7 years. I know they love me. I love them back. But still, it was the first time that I was publicly going to speak out truth that I have been given, that I believe fully and that I believe will free up humanity. And so it was kind of like my coming out in effect. And actually, that's exactly what it was. It was my very first time of sharing. And it was quite amazing. And I got a lot of good feedback from that. And May was a very phenomenal month for me. So another thing I want to share for the month of May is this quote in my journal. And it said, quote, "The trauma of feeling invisible, not heard, nor acknowledged, along with the false narrative that I've lived all my life, that I'm the fuck up, and who would learn anything from me? I'm just a fake. I'm a sham. Yep, all of that gunk has been coming up, and I constantly avoid it, or I drink, or I smoke it away, because I don't want to deal with it." And that month, I literally pulled up that shit in my life that always told me, no, you know, you don't have anything good to say, nobody wants to hear you. That is a program. And when I made that speech and I got all this good feedback, it like magnified the fact that not only do I have things that can possibly help people, all of humanity has that ability, because we are all separate and individual and sovereign divine beings, and each one of us has our own specific shine. And that shine, when it is shown and given out to others, causes them to think about their life. And yes, indeed, we can help people. So yet another program left my life in the month of May. Then in June, I experienced a very cool thing. I had friends of mine who had planned a trip to Gulf Shores, and I had been wanting to go to the beach for, gosh, probably 10 years. And just because of our situation and because of my narcissist husband's programs, and I always just got shot down. No, we don't have the money. No, we don't need to go do that. I don't really like the beach, all of that. And so we were at an event, and a friend of mine said, "Hey, man, me and my wife planned this trip to the beach, and we invited several other people, but for different reasons, they all bailed on us. And we're wondering if you'd like to go." And they threw the dates out, and my husband was sitting next to me. And I was still home recuperating, and I still had 3 weeks before I had to go back to work. And so talk about stepping into sovereignty. My husband's sitting next to me, and my friend says, "Hey, you know, we'd like to take you, you know, what do you think?" And without even thinking, without checking with my husband, who, you know, I was with a controller. I'm still with the controllers to a great extent. And I stepped into my sovereignty, and I said, "Yes, heck yeah, I'm going to go." And my husband next to me said, "What? What do you mean you're going to go?" And I said, "Hey, I don't go back to work. Well, why not? I'm doing it. This is great. What a great opportunity." And oh, it didn't go over well, but I went to the beach, and it was a beautiful week of just awesomeness. And I began blogging again, and I started writing on my blog, Free to Just Be, and I hadn't done that in a long time. And I also experienced a lot of good effects from my breath work. I have been doing breathing practices, and I've really experienced the benefits of breathing deeply and having that get me centered and get me back in the present moment. And so, as you can see, a lot of things were occurring. I'm getting rid of programming. I'm learning that what is important in your life to do, like meditation and breath work. And also in the month of June, I found this quote. Quote, "You, my dear Father God, please allow my words, my mouth, my life, to be a channel of your love and light. May it in turn. What? Wait. I've lost it. Okay, let me pick it up here. Guide and direct my path. I am your instrument for this purpose. I take this opportunity as a privilege and a big step towards my true purpose, which is to bring humanity back to their divinity and help them to ascend. And as I go forth, let my light shine. So these are significant things that I found in the month of June. Now in July, let's see. Quote, I acknowledge my feelings, disease, discouragement, grief, shame, guilt, sickness. And I told them, I know we always did this. I know we always hang out, guys. I see you. But you're not working for me anymore. And I have to stop inviting you in and playing with you. And today, I am choosing not to attach to you and your crew anymore. This crew of discouragement and disease and grief and shame and guilt and sickness, I have to let go right now. And I am detaching because I have a mission and I must get on with it now. End quote. Then I'll continue. Here's another quote that I found. God, you know, I don't want to return to the robotic life, especially when there's so much encouragement to offer and light to shine, and you, the source of love, to direct people to. I fully believe and receive that you will make a way where there appears to be no way to do this. And Father, where you lead, I will follow. So this was my second time that I noticed in the month of June that I was being directed that I was going to get to come home. I didn't know it at the time, but there I was. Here's another quote in the month of June. Quote, whew, this is living that feels like a Coney Island wooden roller coaster. The highs and lows intense. The learning curve on fast forward. The incredible feeling of being myself. Frequencies high, creativity flowing. All in synchronicity. Momentum building. You're taking my hand and using my words and opening my mouth. Wow. The benefits of journaling. Be able to look back and see. Here's another quote in the month of June. So much movement, so much occurring. I feel I can't keep up. Changing, evolving, sharing. All around me, I see it, I hear it, I feel it. And inside myself, well, wow, that's it. It's almost indescribable how my body feels, like a frenzied whirlwind of this collection of all things good and beautiful, an energy so intoxicating and expansive. It's the yellow brick road to each individual's dreams come true. And this brilliant and spectacular whirlwind is whooshing up through all this muck and resistance while I'm learning how to stay in this while navigating through it. Wow. And isn't that what we're doing? We're learning to still be living in this 3D dimension, but we're learning how to navigate out of it and to ascend to higher ways of being. Awesome. Then in the month of July, I found this quote. I have awakened to the truth of my lifetime, a lifetime of Terry denial, Terry suffocation, Terry doesn't deserve, and Terry must accept the shit sandwich choices. Wow. And then I also put, so much is chained up in my program self. I'm still stuffed down, full of fear, hating change and resisting and insisting that I stay. Wow. How about this one? But God, I just want to fully be myself. Not a settler, for I know I am an alien, a pioneer, a voice in this prison called our present world, trying to reach as many as possible. So today, I choose to continue to practice what I do know, stand and not back down on my own truth, stop focusing on unimportant, menial tasks, and be alert for early derailment of my work, because that's what I always did. So I was recognizing how I derail myself and self-sabotage myself because I always felt like I wasn't good enough. And so you can see evolution, evolution, evolution. Then I move on to the next quote. And this was in the month of July. I am only responsible for my own journey. And if my atmosphere is filled with angst and turmoil, that is my consequence for continuing to allow it. I must take steps towards my work. I create my time frames. I must honor my own truth and follow the path that God has very clearly laid out for me. Yes, I've spoiled my husband and fed his narcissistic ways due to my fears of abandonment, but I'm not afraid of abandonment any longer. And I have dissolved much, especially this last year, and I am no longer traumatized by my childhood or caught up in that destructive emotional cycle anymore. Hallelujah. Man, do you know how encouraged I was when I read that? I mean, that was July, and I'm so different than I was in January. Here's another one from July. It's happening so fast, and I am still so slow. Waves of information keep flying into my consciousness, and I find myself sharing or even teaching it before I even have a chance to document it. It's wild how I'm expanding so rapidly, and I have to learn to navigate in a world of duality when I just want to fly. And so now what am I doing? I'm sharing with others how I've navigated so that mayhaps they can navigate a little easier. It's just so awesome. It's just so awesome when you actually ponder and you look back. Here's another one. And this is in August. I said, you have been by my side my whole life. I've utterly... Oh. Now this is, I'm talking about my ego. This was a great... All right. Let's talk about the ego for a minute before I share this quote. I think I've shared before, but it's worth a repeat. So we are created with our ego. We come to this planet. We have this beautiful, bright, shiny light. But we're born into the programs. And so God, in his great mercy, gives us the ego. And the ego kind of protects us. The ego is very good at showing us what we've done in the past. And it's like the warning light. Warning, warning. You did this before, and this is what happened. So we don't want to go there. And so the ego is supposed to be side by side with your higher self. But because of all the programs that we're born into and that we continue to perpetuate, our ego, unfortunately, over the years, gets put out in front. And so instead of our higher self, the shiny light that we are, that we come to this planet to be, is no longer in the driver's seat. It's our ego. And our ego is very rude and very impetuous and very insistent. And you need to do it now, 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 now. That's the ego. And so this summer, I finally started really realizing that the ego really needs to get behind me. And so I was writing about the ego, and here's what I said about it. I want to acknowledge you, my ego. Now, let me backtrack again. Feelings are nothing more than energy, a frequency. And so, in order for them to pass through our body, they have to be at least acknowledged that they're there. So any of our floating shit, any of our programs that we're not dealing with, they stay stuck. And energy needs to move, which is why I say to you that when your floating shit rises to the top and you get triggered and something causes you to be angry or moody or you want to avoid or all those things that we do, that is when you stop, ponder, and observe and say, all right, wait a minute, what is really going on here? Okay, so it needs to be, whatever it comes up needs to be acknowledged. You need to not avoid it. You need to say, oh, wow, I'm angry. Okay, hello, anger. Here you are again. So that's what I was doing this particular journal entry. I was acknowledging my ego. So let me continue. I want to acknowledge you, my ego. You have been by my side my whole life. I've utterly trusted your judgment and suffered from your insidious and insistent wrath. Today, you go into retirement. Today, you are being sidelined. I love you and I thank you for your service, but it is time for you to rest in the background. Today, I put you on notice so you know what to expect. When you try to take my reins again, I will deeply breathe in my sovereignty and freedom of choice. Then, I will take my physical hand and I will push you to the side, as I remind you and myself where you belong. I allow my higher self and my God-given right to choose to show me the way, not you anymore. So I command you to stop the chaos in my mind. And that is simply the way you deal with your program. You might have to do it 100 times, but you talk to it. Because you know what? We have played with our programs our whole life. And we're very familiar with them. And they're very familiar with us. And it's time that you open your mouth and tell them who's in charge. It's you. It's not them. All right. Also in August, here's another quote. Quote, I left work at 10 o'clock this morning, as I wanted to be home barefoot in the sun, bikini on, and magnetized by our mother. I went home and watered my gardens. So, step two, stepping into my sovereignty. I worked at Amazon, and I just didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there from day one, but I did it. And that particular day, at the very start of August, I stepped into a little bit of my sovereignty. I said to myself, you know what? I don't want to be there today. And instead of doing something I didn't want to do, I left work early and I came home and played out in my garden. And you know what? We can all choose to do stuff like that. Then, a couple of weeks later, August 10th, you can see the progression happening. August 10th, I wrote this, quote, Amazon went back to a mask mandate, and I refused to do it again. So tomorrow, when I return to work, I'll more than likely be told to leave, or even by their quote-unquote laws, be fired. But all I can think about is being home. I want to devote my time to creating my podcast and webpage. I want to call and visit women. I want to write letters. I want to interview people and help humanity through this shift. Now, it wasn't the next day. It was actually 7 days later. On August 17th. And on August 17th, I penned this. This little poem in my journal. And Amazon, on their app and on their websites, they, you know, Amazon A to Z. That's their little icon thing. So this is what I wrote in my journal. A to Z says, listen to me. Two layers across lips and nose, or termination, are the choices they propose. Back into a sea of faceless, due to science that is evident, baseless. Or home with bare feet and grass, breathing freely, with no yellow vest to harass. The choice so very clear, for I hold my freedom dear. My body, my choice. Remember that mantra, which now has no voice? Well, it is alive and well in me, as you will hear and see. I do not comply as I walk off the job into my sovereignty. So I walked out of my job, and I've been home ever since. Evolution, change, stepping into our sovereignty, choosing to be free to just be. It's an awesome thing. It's a very awesome thing. Here in August, I also put, quote, I have finally detached from that false and limiting belief about myself that I've carried my whole life. The belief that said, Terry's the fuck up, the black sheep, the unlovable, the bad one. Terry who's stupid, poor, and selfish. Terry who is unwanted and abandoned. Not ever enough, always disappointed. Terry who doesn't deserve to be loved. Because not even her dad loved her. Well, that was never true, and it's certainly not true now. And today, I step away from it completely. Isn't it awesome what can happen when your eyes are opened? Then in September, on September 18th, you know, the month of September, I worked so hard to figure out how to start a podcast. I'd never done anything like that before, and so I was trying to figure it all out, and I wrote this quote. Been working on podcast setup on and off all day. It's definitely not just plug in a microphone and off I go. Oh no, it's downloading software and picking DAWs and learning the editing programs and creating a web page and oh, hoo-hoo, it's exciting and exhausting at the same time. I want to rock and roll, but instead, I'm crawling. And you know what? Crawl I did for a lot of weeks. Afraid to touch the record button. And then you go a few weeks later, and I said, I've posted 2 episodes, which only total 9 minutes. I am progressing regarding submission to iTunes, Spotify, and Google. I still wasn't there 3 weeks into September. And then at the end of September, I said, quote, I cannot digress, but it is what it is right now. I feel almost frozen again regarding this podcast. So I took 2 steps forward and I took a couple back, but I kept on and I kept on. And then at the very end of September, September 28th, quote, well, I was on the merry-go-round again yesterday, slowly doing the housewife thing, up and down, clean and snack, all around, clean, look at the phone, up and down, clean, space out, round and round, stuck. No, I am not stuck. I received a download yesterday. And I've just lost it. I've lost it. Okay. Bear with me. So let me pick up the quote here. So I've been having this pong match with my ego this week. My higher self says, Terry, minister life and love. And my ego says, you haven't done anything on your podcast. Who are you going to minister to? My higher self says, I just got another download regarding my mission here. And my ego says, you're going to create all this grandiose stuff and you can't even start a podcast? My frequency dive bombs. And I usually get sucked up into the vortex of my old, you're the fuck up story. And even now, I'm staring and thinking that I can do this. I can do this. I don't have to listen to those old tapes. Now I know I've been rambling and rambling, but I come to the month of October, when on October 1st, the Spirit said, record. And I said, I'm not ready. I don't have a web page set up. I don't know what I'm doing. And the Spirit said, record. And I am now 28 29 episodes in, and I am literally in my purpose. We are still paying the bills. My husband's been home free from the matrix since last November, and life is continuing, and I am actually doing what I should have been doing my whole entire life. All this to tell you, you can do this too. So, here it is, December. Now you can look back on all the horrible things that have occurred in the world as a whole. Or you can stop and look at where you've been and where you want to go. If you've never journaled, it might absolutely revolutionize your life. And I know I've been long-winded, and I kind of, you know, I was all over the place tonight, and it's probably not the best recording, but you know what? I am free to be just who the fuck I am. And tonight, maybe it was a little scattered, but I'm still in awe at looking back at this year and how step by step by step, I've unplugged a program and received expanse, and then step back a few steps back into a program and then continued on and loosed another one. And finally, I am just gliding in my sovereignty and learning how to be free to just be. And I hope that maybe there was some gem in here tonight. And if not, then maybe it's the opportunity for you to say, man, I could do a whole hell of a lot better than this hippie freak of the South. And by God, get up and do it. Get a microphone. Talk to your neighbor. Write a blog. Write that book you've been wanting. But reach out and help humanity. Because when we help each other, we're all going to get through this. All of us are going to get through this. So happy December. Happy deprogramming month. Happy deconstruct month. Look back on where you've come from this year. Look back on all the victories. Look back on all the defeats. And ask yourself how you can do better. What were the major lessons you learned? And when you do that, you become freer. And that's what this whole podcast is about. Helping humanity be free to just be. So have a lovely night, and I'll be back again tomorrow.